Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up, and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast, coming to you from Gold Diggers Recording Studios in Los Angeles, California, in partnership with Consequence Podcast Network. We'll be getting to know some of your favorite comedians a little bit better, and so will they. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. On this week's episode of Long Time No See, the podcast, the immensely talented Harper Rose Drummond and Martin Urbana. While the questions I'll be asking throughout the season remain largely unchanged, the relationships between our guests range from longtime friends to complete strangers. Please be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast and visit longtimenoseecomedy.com for live events near you. And without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourselves.
Hey!
Oh shit!
Yo!
Hey! How's it going?
Oh my god!
Yeah, we just met the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Hey.
Glad to be here.
I'm so sorry I'm late.
Oh, I was just chilling. Yeah,
okay,
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead and introduce yourselves for the listener here.
I'm Martin Urbano.
I'm Harper Rose Drummond.
Nice. Beautiful. So you guys met the other day. Where was that at?
Eagle Rock and
Senior Fish. Is it called Senior Fish?
Senior Fish, yes.
Senior Fish, nice.
Yeah, you ripped. You were amazing.
I killed that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Not to brag.
I've had some bad ones. So, I just bombed at Nico's Wine Bar not too long ago.
Thank God nobody from that show's here.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Perfect.
Great. How are you doing?
That was my first question, is when was your most recent bomb? So Nico's.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Nico's Wine Bar. I did a show where it was like a themed show. And I had to like write a bunch of jokes about a thing that I'm like obsessed with. And I wrote about my cats. But my style of comedy, as you saw at Senior Fish, is not
haunted.
Real. What'd you call it?
It's a compliment, but I called it haunted.
Yes. Cursed, sort of cursed comedy.
Yeah.
And so I found when I write about something I love, people get weird about it.
Yeah, they're just like, what happened to the darkness?
Yeah, we're worried about these cats also.
Maybe bring like the school shooter vibe to what you love.
Exactly, yeah.
If I can get into your lab. I just bombed at Soho House, and all the lights were on, and it was in front of like huge windows for LA's elite, and just right when I walked on stage, they hated me, and I was kind of delicate that day, so I didn't really do well with that, and the only times they would laugh is when I acknowledged how much they hated me.
At least they like that.
And I told them that I was going to run, I was like, as a fun little bit for them, I go, all right, guys, we're down to your final comic, and then after that, I'm going to be running my hour, so stick around for that, and then no one laughed, and I said, okay.
Brutal.
I said, okay.
Who was there? Anybody famous?
Wait, in the audience?
Sure.
No. Okay. But they looked like they had dabbled in pedophilia. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. So they're rich?
Old balds.
Yeah, old balds.
Old white balds.
I see. The elite. Yeah, yes, yes.
The elite, yeah.
Did it pay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Nice.
Did it pay well?
Not really. For what I went through? Yeah. Not really.
Yeah.
So how do those bombs compare to your worst bombs? Do you have one that comes to mind?
This was my first time ever bombing, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love how humble you are.
I've only done two shows, so there we go. It's just all the time. I do this thing where, I mean, I'm curious what you think about that material that you saw, but I used to, my last hour, I was pretending to be like a canceled pedophile guy. So it's like this thing, he's like raging against cancel culture, but you realize he's just like a creepy pedophile.
Yeah.
And that one was difficult to do in a lot of places, like
no.
when I was at. Yeah. People didn't really like get it, and I didn't like let them get it. So I bombed a lot, especially at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy in the Mall of America.
Okay.
Have you ever done that one?
Nope. Haven't had the pleasure.
Yeah, it was a tough one. Okay. The bartender said it was the most walkouts he's ever seen ever in that club, and I wasn't selling well. Yeah.
That's so funny.
But do you think that I'm still doing like pedophile stuff? I think it's different, right?
I think that's just kind of like in you. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah.
No, I can't distinctly remember. I just remember
that's
your jokes were very dark and I
yes.
loved it.
Yes.
But I don't remember. I think you had one pedophile joke.
Okay, cool. So I'm cutting back.
Do you want to say more of the P word? We can move to rape next. But what else should we say? No. Okay.
What about your bomb? Your bomb.
My
worst bomb.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine. I'll take it out of the vault and I'll tell you. Right. I hate this. Okay, so it was my first time ever doing a long set. I was probably like a year into stand-up or something, so I was still pretty new. Mm-hmm. And I got booked way too soon, don't worry, to do a Don't Tell show. And Ooh. It was in San Francisco, so like my boyfriend at the time drove me up, and like we had a car full of our friends. We're like, this is going to be great. And then we get there, it's a packed room, and then the host comes up to me, and he's like, hey, Harp, I'm going to need you to go long, okay, because the headliner's not here yet. So you're going to have to do like 20 minutes, okay? I want you to know I barely had 12. So
sure.
How about that? And I was like, long? Yeah, I can do long. And then I get up there, and immediately all my confidence, shouldn't have like probably had any, but I like the little tiny amount of confidence I had just kind of like withered away. Yeah. And then I forgot all of my jokes. And so then I started trying to tell a story about my mom, but it wasn't funny. It was more just like a sad girl meandering through a mundane story. And then I'm like looking away and I'm like, and then the grocery store had beige wall. Like, it's not funny at all. No one's laughing. And then like one of my friends is trying to fake laugh. So like whenever I pause, he's like, ah! Like that. It doesn't make sense. It's like worse than he looks mentally ill. And then I'm not addressing the one person in like a room of like 150 people laughing. Like, ah! And I'm like, so don't worry. I get up to, and don't worry, this is happening for probably like 9 minutes. And that's, it's feeling a little bit long to me. And then get to the 10-minute mark. And then I like I remember one of my jokes, and I start with the punchline to it, and then go, oh, wait, delete. And then I try and say, okay, he's jerking off. Okay, so then, everyone's getting horny. Okay, so then, and then I bomb through that. And then I put the mic back in the stand and I just look at everyone. And don't worry, I was supposed to be doing 20. So I get to like 11, and the last minute was just silence. And I go, and then I run off the stage. So that was good. And then the host is like, what the fuck? And then he gets on stage and I go and I shut myself in this little closet and I go, what the fuck was that? Oh my God, Jesus Christ. And then I think I was talking to myself in third person. I was like, what the fuck, Harper Rose? And then all of a sudden I hear like laughing and I look up and there's not a ceiling and there's just, it's like in like a WeWork. So then everyone just heard me have a freak out and I had to walk back out.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay, so.
And we can catch that on Don't Tell's page,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like that, yeah. And that was my set. So, yeah.
And it went viral, and the rest
sponsored
is history.
Sponsored by Dr. Okay, no.
And do you feel like you have to keep doing that, though, after a set? You go somewhere to the side and yell at yourself, and like, it gets
no,
a laugh?
No, now I bottle everything up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't let anything out.
I feel like after an experience like that, you're invincible.
You know. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's sort of like worst case scenario.
It was the worst case scenario. And like walking out, I was like, hey, did did anyone, my friend that was like cackling like a jackal ran up and was like, not many people heard it. Not many people. I'm like, you're too much of a yes man and I don't trust you. And I was like, are you sure? Like, did anyone hear? And then like the host comes up. He's like, yeah, we all fucking heard. And it was really hard to save that. And I was like, okay.
This host who told you to go long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't just spring that upon somebody.
Yeah. I mean, I probably should have been better at stand up, but that's okay.
No. You got booked to do 10? Anyway.
Yeah.
I'll talk to the host about
that. That's kind of
that.
Hideous for me.
Yeah. Shit.
If you guys were headlining a comedy tour with historical figures on the lineup, who would they be?
Osama bin Laden.
The leader of the Jonestown Massacre. Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see.
Pedophile.
I was going to go Yolanda Saldivar.
Oh.
The woman who killed Selena.
Oh, no, we know.
Okay.
I was just watching that movie. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys know? Okay.
Yeah. Does it hold up? The
it
movie?
Does. Okay, it good. Really holds up. Some of J-Lo's best work.
She's about to get out of jail.
Is she really?
She's eligible for parole this year.
Eligible to go on tour with you.
Exactly, yeah.
Period.
Oh, I have her open for
so
me.
So where's everyone going in the lineup here? And are you hosting or are you featuring? Or?
I kind of wanted to be like a Latin Kings of Comedy style thing.
Yeah.
So we all just like take turns.
Okay.
Yeah. Or blue collar style, and at the end we can just like all riff together.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I want to do like a bumping mic style with everyone from the Jonestown situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And those are our answers.
All right.
And you can go ahead and lock those in.
Yolanda and Osama.
Also, I just need to say, I was so like, I was excited to do this, but then right when I was walking in, I was like, oh no, what if it's someone that hates me? I was so scared. And then I could kind of see your shoes,
fear.
And I was like, I don't think I recognize those shoes.
Okay.
I don't think anyone that hates me
shoes.
Has those shoes. Okay.
No, I was terrified. Who would you be most worried about doing this with?
Okay, let's say our answers on three.
Okay.
Three, two, I'm not going to say it. Okay.
Yolanda Saldivar. Okay. Yeah, we go back. We have a past. We used to date.
Yeah.
She killed for me.
Oh, honey. And they say real love doesn't exist.
Harper, are you related to Gypsy Rose?
No, but I love her.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think she's misunderstood.
Yeah. I think that's consensus.
Okay.
Gypsy Rose, lineup. Final, that rounds out the line.
Yeah, that's the final
one. She headlines.
Yeah. And I'm going on that tour, too, because I love her.
Yeah.
If when you died, you got put into a room for eternity full of people who died the same way, how would you want to die?
There's an easy answer.
But then there's the real answer.
Yeah.
What's your buff?
Jonestown.
So there's this drink called Kool-Aid over here. And I'm thirsty right now. All right.
Dying in... I'll say one of my biggest fears is dying in a way that like you know you're dying. Mm-hmm. Like there's like there's a woman who died via bear attack.
Okay.
And she like called her mom. She's like, Mom, I'm dying. And it's like her mom like could hear her dying
by the bear,
and she's like, I'm dying and I know I'm dying. Or like people like they crash their car and they're like in the water and they're like drowning and they call 911 and they're like, I know I'm dying. That's my biggest fear.
Okay.
Not one of those. Yeah.
Well,
so
thank
not
you for letting us know that.
Yeah. Not any of those.
Wes is a sociopath and he's taking notes. So
yeah. So not that way. That seems stressful. Mm-hmm. You know. Autoerotic asphyxiation. That sounds chill.
Okay.
Let me take that one again. Autoerotic asphyxiation.
That'd be an interesting
Just
room.
Just get that clean.
So we took it a little too far, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
The fun has come to a close. Yeah. Okay.
Icarus, huh?
Add him to the tour. Okay. Okay, so you would want to be in a room full of people that...
Died via jerking off.
Yeah.
Die happy, easy. Yeah. What about you? We'd probably have more in common than
I
think.
I know. Yeah. We can't both say the same thing. Okay. I guess I'll choose something else. I don't know. I don't know why this is coming to me. Maybe it's because I just recently watched My Girl, but I guess being in a room full of people that died by... Bee attack.
I've never seen My Girl, but I know this reference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. yep.
Was this?
I don't know.
What was the kid in that? Was it Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Did Macaulay die via? Was it allergic to bees? Or
yeah,
just...
and then his ass got stung up.
Oof.
So. Huh.
You have to die that way, though. That's a pretty bad way to go. Oh, you would be an interesting company, but
I don't know. Yes. I think it would be kind
Macaulay
of fun.
Culkin.
And I'm allergic to bees too, so it's
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So don't use that against me.
That's difficult. For a little while, I used to say I was allergic to bees just because I was scared of getting stung.
Really?
And so then if I freaked out if there was a bee around, I would be just like, oh, I'm allergic. So then no
one
would get.
Are you one of those people that when you go to a restaurant, you're like, I'm allergic to parsley, but it's just you really don't like it?
No, I say bees everywhere I go.
Okay.
I'm allergic to bees
don't
just in case
me,
a bee shows
please.
Up. And then I start freaking out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I was like a kid, but I've never been stung.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, delicate.
Yeah. Well, because of my strategy work. I'm allergic to these guys. Let's keep them away
from
bees.
I really am allergic, and I have been stung, so I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, no. How did that go?
Bad. But
not
yet
that
I'm here.
Bad. You're still here.
That's true. Perspective tits. Okay. Yeah.
So sticking in the same vein, if you could see any statistic about your life when you died, what would it be? So like how many miles you walked or something like that.
I mean, times jerking off would be interesting. Like,
okay.
I'd want to, like, could I gamble on these before and, like, place over-unders? That'd
interesting.
Be fun.
What's the over-under on times jerked off?
Yeah. I don't, let's see.
10,000, 50,000.
Once a day, every day since the day I turned 13.
You're an everydayer?
No, I'm just being comedic.
Okay. because I wanted to drop in.
But in case you couldn't tell, I'm being comedic. But I am. No, it's more of an average because some days I'll do it 10 times and then I'll
go. That's what I thought was
nine
my stupid.
Days.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What about you?
Hmm.
Statistics.
Well, I guess on a different side of the coin, a similar coin, I would say that I would love to see like how many times I've had sex and enjoyed it. Yeah.
Over under. Over under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a snort.
I don't think I'd want to know this answer, but like times that I've done something embarrassing and it been correct that I was like I should be
you
that
should
embarrassed.
Be embarrassed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to know that, but it seems interesting. If I'm dying, then like if it's God's telling
it
me
it might
all
be
this
comforting,
stuff.
It might be kinda low.
Yeah.
Like you were embarrassed, you know, 10 times and you shouldn't have been or whatever. Yeah.
I was only embarrassed 10 times in my life. That's right.
Yeah.
And that's
the rest were deserved. Yeah.
Yeah.
If your voice popped into the heads of everyone in the world at once, what would you say?
Oh.
Stop war.
Wow.
If not, no worries. No.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm a ghost. Everyone, you know, stop war.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I hate my answer, but... I can't think of anything else, so I have to just say it.
Say it.
Did you smell that? That's just what I would say.
That's good.
No.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
Okay.
Everyone will be confused temporarily.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What would you say? That's a tough one.
Yeah, Wes.
I don't know. I would go insane with it. I would like...
You'd get spooky?
Your false idols do not exist.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's
like that.
Good.
You
okay,
know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your greed has ruined the planet. We are watching. Something crazy like that.
Okay,
that's fun.
You gotta get insane with it.
I crumble under pressure.
Or just, you know, Venmo.
Yeah, that's way too much pressure for me to talk to everybody.
Everyone
in the
at the same time. Hey, guys.
But yeah, I guess I like play God, I guess. Just
you gotta
pretend
to be
God.
Start a religion around yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. FYI, Martin Urbano is a true prophet.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if you used that as like a promo? Go stream Dane Cook.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Go watch Apology Comeback Special on YouTube.
Who is your guys' celebrity crush and what would your opening line be with them?
Easy. Say, well, is there a Mr. Ghislaine Maxwell? She seems cool. Real pick me. What about you?
We are so similar. I mean... I think I would just go up to Trump and say, are you looking to cheat? Are you down to cheat? Yeah. I hate that I said that.
Why?
Okay.
What would the purpose be? Well, how do you feel about Trump?
Hey, call me crazy. I don't feel too good.
Oh, okay. I'm working on this new joke. Can I run a joke by you?
Yeah.
Can I run a joke by you guys? Mm-hmm. Say, I'm not trying to pander to any specific audience, but Donald Trump is like a Cheeto because he's a real snack. Oh. Do we like that?
Yeah, we do.
You know?
I'm going to say something, and again, it's a compliment. You are like the perfect amount of scary. You're so funny. Do you get what I'm saying?
I'll take it as a compliment. I'm just trying to get by, man. I'm just trying to survive.
Okay.
Have a nice time. It's good vibes.
We'll be right back after a short message from our sponsors. Thanks to our sponsors. Now, let's get to another question. Do you guys think that people are born funny, or is it a learned skill?
I mean, I don't know if it's the same for everybody. I think you can, like, I think I learned how to be witty. Did you win Class Clown or any of that stuff?
No, I was so shy in school.
I was shy too, but I started getting more bold in high school, and I wanted to do comedy, like, even back then, and I really wanted, we had Wittiest. We didn't really have Class Clown, we had one called Wittiest, and I really wanted that one. But instead, I just got most likely to be a movie star. But I wanted Wittiest.
What a bummer.
I know.
Jeez.
But I really wanted Wittiest, and because I think I really learned that. I don't think I was, like, naturally funny. I like to laugh.
Is your family funny?
They're silly.
Okay. Cute.
What about you? What do you think?
I think you can be born with maybe like a light heart, but I definitely think that, yeah, I think becoming funny in that way is like kind of circumstantial.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Well, it's like my tío, Kalin, he's super funny, but it's like he would never want to do comedy or have any interest in that. He doesn't know how to like channel that into a professional comedy thing. And as a kid, I didn't understand that. I'm like, why wouldn't he be so funny? He should do comedy. And it's like, that's just not, those two don't exactly equal each other. So I don't know.
Did something dark happen to him?
No, I mean, just the life of being a poor Mexican boy.
He went through trials and tribulations. It wasn't, cakewalk, if you will.
Yeah, dirt poor in a small town and Mexico, you know, mother died when he was like very young, and then they moved to America, to Brownsville, Texas, and tried to make a go at it, and it's, you know, stuff out there.
Okay, so
so he has an interesting story. I don't know, but it's like this. It taught me that, yeah, just because somebody is like naturally funny, you have to like hone that into something that can be presented to people, to an audience. Yeah, which I learned how to do, but I wouldn't say I'm naturally funny.
Interesting.
At all.
Really? No. Yes, you
were. I learned it. I learned it like a skill.
Okay.
Like juggling.
Oh. Do you think that you use humor as like a defense mechanism?
Fully. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, like I use it to deflect almost always.
Okay.
Like that celebrity crush question. Mm-hmm. Like I could answer that for real, but then I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, we didn't do that. We were just
you
like,
all learned something new. Exactly.
We like turned away from them. We're like, anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as long as you have an awesome joke, everybody forgets that they asked a question. And then we just move past that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're in a relationship and then they start getting angry.
Oh, sure. Yeah. What was the question?
Do you think people are born funny or is it learned skill?
Oh,
so
right,
you thought
it was
learned, yeah.
I mean, I think it could be either. But some people, I mean, there's also people who try to learn how to be funny and then they're not still. But you can kind of see, like they would get an A on the paper.
Right.
But there's just no, I'm like, I got no interest in watching this.
They can learn like the beats of, it's almost like a rhythm.
They
can like kind of tap into that. But then when it comes to like organically
being interesting and interesting and funny and engaging.
I feel like in my family you had to be funny because humor was used as a currency, and so if you weren't funny they would just like roast you and like get your jokes up, and you're like
How big of a family you got?
It's small.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who? I got one younger sister. Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, I got a younger brother.
Okay.
I got a cousin Heather who's like a sister, and then mom and dad.
Okay. And who's the funniest?
My brother.
Oh.
He's so funny. But my dad's like right there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Has he tried to do comedy at all?
Yeah, actually.
Does he do comedy still?
No, he's a lawyer now.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is he a funny lawyer?
He's so funny.
You know, like Saul Goodman?
He's a bald, funny lawyer. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh.
So?
What kind of law?
Employment.
I'm taking this over.
Yeah. Hey, Wes, we got it.
What kind of law?
Employment.
What does that mean?
Yeah. It's
so
like,
if you get, like, fired from somewhere?
If you get fired or if
and
something,
you, wanna sue?
You know, runs amok at your office, my brother's going to help you out.
Ooh, so he's like HR style.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. You know the Melt?
What's this?
Okay.
Oh, is it a, okay. Is it a grilled cheese restaurant?
Yeah, it's a grilled
restaurant.
Cheese
okay.
Place. Well, they did something
I feel like
up.
I both knew that and also could have just guessed what it was.
You
the
know,
Melt.
You're perfect. But also, yeah, it is a grilled cheese place. And they apparently like weren't giving their workers breaks. And then my brother like sued the fuck. Or he got hired to
Whoa.
Go after them. Yeah.
And now is the Melt chill?
Yeah, they had to shape it up.
Anyway, check
so
out the Melt.
God.
Use our promo code.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really important to tell you.
Thank you. Thank you. I was curious. Sorry. Yep. Sorry. Good. Back to you, Wes.
Okay. Thank you. Not using a scale of 1 to 10, how attractive are you? So not from 1 to 10.
Ah, shit. Yeah, I saw that this was a question in one of the clips, and I meant to think of a good answer for that. Do you have one? Give me a sec. I'll think about it. I swear. I was like, I'll have it locked and loaded.
I'm just going to be vulnerable. I need you to repeat it because I don't understand what you're saying.
Not using a scale of 1 to 10. So you can use any scale you want. Okay. How attractive are you? So some people are like, I'm an air fryer. Or,
yeah,
I'm
somebody said, okay. I'm a pumpkin pie.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah. I'm very, yeah.
Whoa, okay. Now you're doing research.
Yeah, again.
I came in a little too blind. Okay.
Which was more the premise of the show. Instead, I just like try to prepare so I can get an A on the paper. I'm attractive like a library,
mm-hmm.
Where it's like, if you fuck with that vibe, sure. Mm. But if you're kind of dumb, I ain't for you. How about that?
Hey, heyo. And that's why you should always prepare. Okay. Okay.
What do you got?
I fear not much, but I guess I'm just going to tell you guys this. I feel like... Okay, a guy DM'd me one time 10 pictures he photoshopped himself on the bottom of women's feet, and he wrote me this long paragraph about how his dream was for me to step on him, and that did make me feel gorgeous.
Well, I'm glad you read it that way, because when I sent it...
I was like, wow,
yeah.
Someone took all that energy and effort. Like, there was, like, heavy Photoshop.
I got Canva Pro for that, is the thing. So.
Yeah. Yearly subscription.
So the answer is...
I'm Photoshop.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hot enough to get stepped on by.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yep.
You meet your 13-year-old self, but you can only tell them 3 words. What do you say and why?
I'm so sorry.
That was locked and loaded.
Oh,
okay. Jerk off. More. Our numbers
Use
are low.
The belt. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Ooh. I thought of a real one, but that's like dark.
Wait. Say it.
No.
Go for it.
Okay.
You have to now.
Don't kill yourself. Aww.
You didn't, so.
I didn't, yeah, but I think
and it would
hearing
be
that from an older version of myself would be comforting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's sweet.
Real. Crazy.
That
weird.
That was sweet.
Ooh. invest in Apple.
Text Ghislaine Maxwell, yeah.
Yeah.
It gets better.
Jeffrey Epstein innocent.
What was the worst fad you guys were into, speaking to 13-year-olds?
Fad?
Fad, yeah, F-A-D.
Oh, God, I bleached my eyebrows when that was, like, really in.
Yeah, when was
that
recently,
in?
No?
Okay, not too much. Not too much on that, Wes. Okay. Easy there. Okay. He's waking it up. Okay. Honey, yeah, it was recent. And I want you to know it was a learning lesson.
Uh-huh.
Everyone was doing it. I like all these like cool girls on TikTok were doing it. And so I was like, well, I got to. But here's the thing. I got a big old moon face. So then when you block out the eyebrows, it was just egregious.
I see. Yeah, I think I'd be the same way. Here's the thing. So I'm not going to bleach my eyebrows.
Yeah.
I don't really follow fads in that same way because I'm not really like keep. I'm not on TikTok as much per se. And when I was a kid, I just liked comedy. Hawaiian shirts. But that was independent. I didn't see other people wearing it. I was like, okay, let me wear Hawaiian shirts. And then I just wore them a smidge past when I should have kept wearing them. And everybody was wearing nobody has one on. Good.
how long was that for? What stage of life?
When I first moved to New York. So let's say 2016, 2017, mm-hmm. 2018. I was wearing one earlier today. Finally decided it's time to grow up. Yeah.
Wait, where
Hawaiian
did,
shirt.
I thought you were from New York. Where are you from?
Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I moved there.
If you were a ghost haunting one specific location, where would it be and how would you mess with people?
This podcast studio. Women's locker room.
Elementary school. Okay, no.
Epstein's Island. Where'd everybody go?
Come back. Okay.
What do you got?
My mom's apartment is what's coming to me. That's my answer.
And why?
I get shy.
And what would
that's
for
all
eternity?
I wanted to say. Please. Okay.
Yeah. It might change over.
Well,
change
because my mom used to haunt my fucking ass. She's alive, but she just would always linger in my room. I'd wake up to her just standing over me, and that really pissed me off, and it really has affected me into my adulthood.
Creepy. Okay. Did you have... A door?
Boundaries? No. I tried to have a door, but they would always take it away. I was one of those kids.
Whoa.
They were always trying
to
see me changing those fucking pervs. But anyways, I want to see my yams. But anyways.
My friend Lada, she's a comedian. She talks about how her therapist says all of her problems stem from the fact that she had beads for doors.
Oh, yeah I can see
so that's
that.
That's like a thing.
I can see that.
Beads for doors.
I tried that too. Those got taken away as well.
Beads is too much privacy?
Yeah.
That's interesting. And that's allowed and that's normal? You talk
Definitely
with your friends
it's not
about
normal.
This? Okay.
No, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's odd to me. You guys, doors on the bedrooms normal, right?
I've always had a door, yeah.
Well, it's like a punishment thing. Y'all never got punished with the door getting taken away?
Yeah, no. I got the punishment thing.
Oh, you did?
It didn't happen to me, but I understand.
Okay. Well, I guess I
what
kind
the,
of understand.
I mean, what are the beats, too? I don't know. Why did those ever exist? I don't even think I understand.
It was
just a vibes-y thing?
A 70s thing.
Yeah.
But I was just hanging the beads up so I could have some privacy in my room.
Mm. Yeah.
I said, we don't do that. I said, okay.
Wow.
So that's why I would haunt my mom. I would give her a taste of her own medicine.
Yeah.
Take all
I can
doors
go through
off
doors yeah. now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I'll watch her change, right?
Just redecorate.
I choose your mom's apartment too.
Yes, let's taxi. Wait.
That's gonna be a clip.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
It's not quite useless, but I can do balloon animals.
Wait, you can?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I wish I had brought my equipment.
You didn't bring your
what the hell?
Yeah, damn. All right, pause, and I'll go home and get it real quick, and then I'll just come back
and
here.
I'll put the blindfold back on.
Yeah, I can do balloon animals.
Wait, when did you learn how to do that?
As a birthday clown.
You were?
Back in New York.
Cool.
What do you got?
Well, nothing that cool. I can do a weird noise.
Let's hear it.
The follow-up questions.
Yeah. Okay. But I feel a little bit shy right now, so I don't know if I can do it full out. Okay. So that's what I can do. And usually it's better, but I want
one
you to
more,
know.
Again,
I feel pretty shut down right now.
Again.
I feel shy.
Why?
Okay.
No,
I don't know.
Do it.
I don't know.
I won't look.
Okay.
Do it. Is that a bird call?
I honestly don't really know.
How did you discover the sound?
Okay, are you ready?
I guess when you don't have a door to your room,
So I went to my friend's quinceañera, and then I was dancing with her uncle, and he was really drunk, and he kept doing that, and I was like, what are you doing? And then he's like, I'll teach you. And then we like were in the corner for like an hour. And then when I emerged, I didn't have a hymen and I could do that. Okay.
Yeah. I guess one of the better uncle stories there is. Wow. Okay.
So someone's jealous, but.
Yeah, definitely.
Sounds like he did teach me how to do that.
Sounds like a bird call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go out in nature, try it, see what happens.
Nice.
Okay.
What about irrational fears? You guys have any irrational fears?
I do. Here's a real one. Dinosaurs.
Really?
Yeah. For some reason, they just freak me the hell out. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
A Jurassic World ride at Universal? Ain't
for
me.
Not for you?
Ain't for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's real and
that's
true.
Yeah. I think in a past life, I was killed by a dinosaur. Or I'm just a big old pussy. I don't know yet.
You don't have a thing for lizards.
Yeah, no. Nah. Okay. I think just like the size of them also. Because like little ones are chill. But just like a big T-Rex, I'm like, that shit freaks me the hell out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's real.
That's weird. What do you
that's
got?
Good. I don't like moths. Moths are truly like my biggest fear. Even like talking about it like makes me want to throw up. They freak me the fuck out. I can barely do butterflies. And I have a butterfly tattoo, and I honestly just want to say I'm so fake for that because I don't even really like them.
Why did you get that butterfly tattoo? Was it on sale?
Because I'm kind of a people pleaser, and the girl that was tattooing me, she's like, I've never done that before. I'm like, then do it. Then do it. Oh, I hate that I admitted that.
That's amazing. What's good here? Wait, so what do you have a traumatic memory with a moth that you can think of? Have you seen Silence of the Lambs?
Yes, I have.
Okay, do you think it comes from that?
No, I think it comes from me being in my childhood best friend's backyard, and it was at night, and then a huge moth landed on my face, and it was so diabolical, and it was sinister, and I hate it.
Yeah, that checks
and
out.
I hate them.
That checks out.
I like roaches more than I like moths.
Whoa.
Okay.
Butterfly tattoo and arm on hand?
It's right here.
Okay, yeah. Get a matching one of a moth later on.
Okay.
Yeah. When you conquered your fear.
Yeah. I'll go back to her. Yeah, she has a bunch. So.
She's like, no, I don't want to do that. I got this other stuff I'm working on.
Yeah.
Are there any super petty hills you're willing to die on?
I have a lot of opinions about commercials on TV.
Ooh.
I think we need to make fun of celebrities for taking embarrassing commercials again.
I love that.
I feel like we're in a moment of like, we have to be really polite and you can't really upset all the people. Like, what if you work with them? And it's like, no, we gotta. There was a Uber Eats commercial that came out a few years ago. I mean, they're constantly coming out, but there was one that had Diddy in it.
Oh.
Do you remember this? Does anybody remember this? Diddy Uber Eats commercial?
No.
It was like the Uber Eats people going to him and being like, we need some jingles for Uber Eats. And his like friend or whatever is like, Diddy only makes hits or something. And Diddy was like, wait, I got an idea. And then gets a series of like stars from the 80s to reprise their famous songs with Uber Eats just shoved into it. Like Uber Eats brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, and you're just like, oh my God.
No.
This is brutal. Seal comes out.
No, not Seal.
What does the fox say? This was like 2 years ago. What does the fox say, guys, come out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's how do Uber Eats sound? Yeah.
Okay, no, we should bring shame to them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
send
you.
Him a letter in jail.
I can co-sign that.
Yeah. Innocent till proven guilty.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Gotta say allegedly.
Okay,
but yeah,
okay.
And the one that came out in the Super Bowl recently, I forget if it was Uber Eats also, but like Seal as a seal.
Yeah.
Do you see this?
Wow.
From Mountain Dew or something.
Yeah, from Mountain Dew.
Okay.
And it's just like, this
in.
Is Seal, come on. Wellness check on Seal.
I just randomly saw Seal at, oh, spoiler alert, I don't have an answer. Oh! So I'm going to co-sign yours, but I just saw, you can't make me say what, but I just saw Seal at the Hollywood Bowl. I guess like a year ago with my friend, we only know one song of his and we're like, let's go to the bowl and see him. And he comes into the audience and he goes like all the way in the back and he's just like touching on everyone. And it's like all these old whites just crying. And it was so beautiful to see. We were like the youngest people there. It was crazy. So shout out to him.
A few things about that story.
Okay.
One, when you said you saw him at the Hollywood Bowl, I did not even think he was performing.
Me neither.
It was like just in line in the,
you guys,
for the bathroom or whatever.
He was headlining the bowl. Come on.
Good on him. But
because he got the money from the Uber Eats and then he could put on a tour.
You don't need the money to put on the tour, I don't think. Somebody else does that for you.
Well,
when
I
you're
think
Seal.
He, maybe.
It was sponsored by Uber Eats. Interesting. Yeah, you should have brought it up to him when you were there.
Damn it, I know. When he was caressing my face, we're like, why'd you take that commercial? You know? I don't know why I would sing it at him. But
why did you go see? Just you thought it'd be fun?
My friend and I, we love seeing concerts of people we only know one song of.
Gotcha, okay. Kind of like who else?
We saw Thundercat.
Oh.
Which now, big fan.
Yeah.
And then this girl, I'm going to butcher her last name, Rachel Chinnery. Chinnery? Huge fan. Okay.
I don't know music.
Okay. Well, she has like one song that I heard, and then we went. Hey, she's great.
Right.
Can't say her last name, but love her.
All right.
Time for a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Thanks to our sponsors for supporting the show. Now back to our comedians. You just won $1 billion. What are you still not buying? You're a billionaire. You're still not buying a blank.
I'm not getting a BBL.
There you go.
So okay. I'm just not going to do that.
So stop asking.
Same.
Yeah.
Condoms. No. health insurance. No. No, if I had $1 billion, I'd buy every single thing ever. One of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there a family member you wouldn't help out?
Ooh. No, I'd help out everybody. Honestly, I would put a little bit aside and then give it all away. Like, and become like Willy Wonka for like a year.
That's so sweet.
No, I'd be crazy with it.
Oh, you'd be crazy with it. Okay.
I'd be like what people think Mr. Beast like is. And probably he kind of is like that, but just a demented, like,
okay.
Play my game.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
I don't know how much $1 billion is. I can't even fathom
that.
Well,
in this
amount,
economy,
really.
It's like $100.
If you had to eat 10 pounds of one food in one sitting, what food would you choose?
Miso soup. I don't know why that came to mind.
I really like that answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Miso soup. Seems all right.
I guess. I don't know. This is coming to me. Carrots.
Just okay. 10 pounds of carrots.
You know, you'd turn orange.
Do you love them? Or
yellow.
Or you just
one of those.
Try.
No, I hate them. And I'm going to break through.
I'm allergic. Yeah.
I'm gonna work through something. I love carrots.
Okay. Or candy.
I know.
Oh. I'd do candy.
Little baby bones.
Yeah. Yeah. Lose all my teeth. What's your answer, Wes?
Maybe street tacos.
Oh.
Something like that.
Thank you for being
steak.
An ally.
Yeah. Steak would be good. Yeah. Or, I mean, you mean in the tacos?
Yeah.
Al pastor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I mean, honestly, I think I could do with almost any food. I'm scared at. Chinadu said grapes. And I was like, that I couldn't do. You're alone in that. But
wait, grapes? No, that's
grapes.
Grapes
would be so many grapes. That's tens of thousands.
But you can freeze them and then they're fun.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
What was the amount again? I forget.
10 pounds.
10 pounds.
Yeah. So miso soup, I think, would be good. Like, because
is it that many grapes?
That's heavy. Yeah.
Is it that many grapes, though?
And carrots are kind of heavy. It's like,
I feel like the serving at grocery stores, isn't that like a pound of grapes?
Yeah, so 10 bags.
Just like 10 of those?
Yeah.
I could do that.
Okay.
I can do that.
We started bucking it.
You can eat 10 pounds of fucking grapes, right?
I'll do it right fucking now.
You Freaky Friday into the president for 24 hours starting right now. What would you do?
Jack off. Easy. What else? What else could you say there?
Because I want to see what we're fucking working with as a country.
Yeah. Probably just go golfing. Just take a day to myself.
Hop on a flight.
Yeah.
On my jet.
Yeah. I mean, how much could you really do in a day?
Well, I would make some executive orders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Noble.
And I don't really know much about politics, so I'd have to do some.
I don't have the time to figure all that shit out.
Well, you have 24 hours, so we're going to have to spend like 12 of it. No. But you know what? He's going off, so like we could go off in like just like the opposite direction, just hope for the best. Is that the worst thing I've ever said in my life? Yeah.
No, I got it.
Okay.
I got it. This is my big loophole. Mm. I would kill myself.
And that's the perfect answer. God damn it. That's
can we say
really
that?
Good.
I think technically I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, you're definitely allowed to say that.
I think legally
you're on a watch
are.
List now, but you can't say that. Yeah.
I would kill myself. That's so perfect and beautiful.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. And are you going to do it
by travel.
The
I might have fucked myself.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah. Accidentally.
Yeah. A big oops. Okay.
What do you think everyone should try at least once?
Stand-up comedy.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's an unpopular answer. But I think it's interesting if everybody tried it at least once. And there are so many people who should quit. But I think at least everybody should try it and just have that experience of speaking in public. Because public speaking is like big fear or whatever of people. Just get it out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Are you also kind of thinking in a way of maybe like get people to try it so they can have, so everyone can kind of be united with like a humbling experience?
Yes.
Okay.
And also like, yeah, just to focus up and understand what it's like to speak in front of an audience with prepared material. Like, I don't know. I think it's just important for people. People are easily tricked and fooled and lied to by entertainers and people, public figures. So what if you were up there and felt what that was like and know like, oh, I could say anything. Anyway.
Now I can lie, yeah.
Funny answer, though, jerking off.
Yeah. Like, so that's how you weave a story together.
I can get power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think?
I'm going to be honest. What was the question?
What do you think
everyone... That really just took me somewhere. Okay.
Sorry to take that.
What do you think everyone should try at least once?
Oh, okay. Being a peeping Tom. No. I mean, in a similar vein, I feel like everyone should try working in a restaurant for a year at least once.
Yes, definitely.
I think that's the best character building. Or you're going to develop alcoholism, so prayers up to you. But you're
going to
come
above.
Out stronger, and you're going to have more information about yourself at the end.
I think that's
extra rehab. Thirsty. Yeah.
I think that's a really good one. I have two more answers.
Okay.
Give me the question again.
We keep doing it.
Well, yeah. What do you think everyone should try at least once?
Voting. And
treating women equally.
Do not
I'm
have
out.
That.
Yeah.
Can edit that part out.
Yeah, cut that.
Give it to one more
hitting
time.
Hitting a woman in the face.
That's good.
Close fist.
I like that. You'll make it one more time.
Okay.
What do you think everyone should try at least once?
Boogie boarding at Epstein's Island. Yeah.
Can you ask it one more time?
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think everyone should try at least once?
The tuna tartare at Epstein's Island.
There we go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No. If you do another, I'll think of one.
What is one thing that people wouldn't believe is true about you?
That I've been to Epstein's Island. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I am a weird enough vibe that people would believe anything I said about myself. That I'm shy.
No one would believe that about you?
Maybe they would.
Not a damn person.
I think there are some people who would be surprised because I perform on stage that I'm quite shy and anxious.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people know performers are, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll think of a better one. Harper,
no,
what
I
you
think
got?
That was good. No, was good. Well, honey, I'm sorry, but I was going to say, it's giving birds of a feather. I was going to say the same thing. And I think people, like, will not assume that I'm shy because when I ham it up if I meet someone just because I'm so shy. Mm-hmm. I, like, turn into, like, performer mode. So I'm like, I turn into, like, a clown.
Totally.
Just because I'm crippling with anxiety on the inside.
Well, people just don't.
What a hoot! Okay.
Do you think artists that people just don't think that comics can be introverted or, you know, shy in the first place?
I think a lot of people are stupid.
I think a lot of people don't use critical thinking.
There we go. Yeah.
And
I think they're like, but you talk in front of people. Also what?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't feel like people, like, go the extra mile.
Yeah.
I feel like as a society, we don't have a lot of patience and empathy.
Yeah. No one would believe you're shy.
Well, surprise.
Is there an inedible thing you wish you could eat?
Pussy. No. Diamonds.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
What you got? Marbles?
Munch, munch.
Bleach. Oh, that shit looks good.
Getting hungry.
Okay, honestly, lip gloss. I wish I could eat some of the lip gloss that I have.
That's good.
Nice. Those are good. Okay. What would constitute a perfect day for you? Wake up. How does it start? Where are we going?
Is it, who does that? Is it Jason Mraz who does that lazy song? Today yeah. I don't feel like doing? Yeah. Whatever he's describing in that song. That's exactly.
that vibe.
Today
yeah.
I don't feel like, can I sing?
Yeah,
this?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Please.
Doing anything.
Well, just, you have to cover the rights.
Just though. Leave a message at the tone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That day.
Just chill.
Okay.
It's my dream day.
I'm trying to think of an answer that doesn't involve perishing at the end, but. No. I guess just like, yeah, just having a nice chill day out in
chill
nature.
Chill day, right? Yeah. Oh, nature.
And that's eating good. Really good food. Mm-hmm. Exceptional food for every meal. Oh. A lot of it. Mm-hmm. So I guess gluttony and sunshine would be my perfect day.
I'm not, you know, weirdly, I didn't think about food at all in that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
How could you not?
You know, I mean, Wes is a big foodie.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a big foodie.
Mine involves 10 pounds of food for sure. Yeah.
I'm getting my carrots and I'm
eating
going
those grapes
crazy.
Over there. Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
What about people? You guys, you know, best friends, family? No, they're not involved.
Can I say something? My perfect day is alone.
Is alone, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I love the people in my life, and that's great. Mm-hmm. But on my perfect day, just me and the carrots.
And Epstein,
bouncing yeah. in the sunshine.
On Epstein's Island, yeah.
I want to be surrounded by all of my loved ones in bed.
Clothing
on
optional.
Epstein's Island. Yeah. Yeah. Mom naked.
On top or on? No.
What's the most inappropriate time you've ever started laughing, and did you recover?
Wait, what?
What's the most inappropriate?
I'm sorry. Wait. You know that Kanye West music video where he's like in bed with like Taylor Swift and like all these people?
Yeah.
That's what I just envisioned you and your family. Okay. What was the question?
What was the most inappropriate time you've ever started laughing, and did you recover?
Ooh. Do you have one?
I think I've laughed a little at a funeral.
He's a
but like
bad
I can't
boy.
Even remember. It was just like I was next to my best friend and the person on, you know, speaking said something that just made us laugh. Like there's no interesting story to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, gets worse, yeah.
Just yeah. Wish I did a better.
Well then.
Reference. Would you got one?
Yeah. I wish I wasn't left. Okay. Here we go. So just know that I know that this was inappropriate, but the day before the pandemic started, I get a call and my mom goes, "You're never going to believe this." And I go, "What?" And she goes, "Your uncle just hung himself." And we both started laughing. Right? Anyway, oops. But he was, you know, he wasn't like one of those like beloved uncles. He was like,
doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, he was one of those creepy.
Was he really?
Not to me, but on my cousins, he did some fuck shit. So
whoa.
So and then when it was
let's not speak ill of the dead.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. It's not polite. He can hear us down there. But no, and like the more it was described and like and then like my cousin called me and then told me her, you know, rendition of the harrowing tale. It and I want you to know it's not funny, but it was so grim. It's like you couldn't cry. You had to go the opposite way.
I get that. Yeah.
So
all this stuff came out after he hung himself. Please hold your laughter. After after that's when you found out everything, or you knew beforehand?
No, oh, we knew before. I mean, okay. Like more things. It's kind of like the gift that keeps giving, like his lore. His, not the suicide, the, mm-hmm. the lore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oops. clip. No, but it's, yeah, no. So like we already knew some demonic stuff, and then
well,
each year you kind of unearth a new gift.
Yeah.
So.
Nah, yeah, it's pretty funny.
Dude, I should have roped you into the call.
Yeah.
If you guys were famous for something other than comedy, what would it be?
Crimes. Balloon animals. You know, I always thought I'd be, if I didn't do comedy, I'd probably be a pretty good lawyer.
Yeah? What kind of law?
Employment law.
Okay.
Yeah.
Famous lawyer?
A famous lawyer.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Robert Kardashian. No, wait, no, he's just friends.
Rest in peace.
Like
Johnny Cochran.
I'm trying to think of who's the guy that represented Casey Anthony? Baez?
Not
Jose,
that famous.
Jose Baez?
Who represented her? No?
No, no.
Oh.
It's a Mandela effect. Mm-hmm. Woo Mandela effect.
Ooh.
He also represented Aaron Hernandez in his Florida case. Oh, fuck. It's not Joan Baez. That I know.
Okay.
But it's like Jose Baez?
I'm lost.
Anyway,
so I can't
help
you.
I guess he isn't that famous, but he's famous to me.
Yeah.
In my heart.
Okay, so you would be like him.
Yes.
Yeah.
A famous
but we would
lawyer.
Know your fucking name.
Yeah. Like Gloria Allred.
Jose Baez. Yeah.
Jose Baez, yes.
Okay. Wow. Yes. Okay.
Wow. Pretty famous. I mean, pretty good.
Well, in a, she's famous to me, but it would be my dream to be like a world-renowned marine biologist.
Whoa!
I love whales so much, and if I could do math or science well at all, that's what I would do.
Nice.
But I can't. But there's this marine biologist, Dr. Ingrid Visser is her name, and
ooh.
I love this autistic woman so much. I've seen all of her documentaries. I've read an essay of hers. She's amazing.
What should we watch if we're interested in this Dr.
Ingrid
Visser? Visser.
I believe it's called just Orca.
Orca. What do you think about Blackfish? You watch that
I love
thing?
It, but I fucking hate SeaWorld, and I can't even talk about it because I'll get really angry.
Oh, uh-oh.
Okay.
Watch out, SeaWorld.
La,
Patreon
la, la, la.
Only exclusive.
No, I this is like peak, like I need therapy vibes, but it's like right before I got into it. Don't worry. But my cousin's best friend posted that she took her kid to SeaWorld, and I DM'd her a psychotic thing. I was like, are you serious? I was like, you're supporting, like, I'm
that's
editing
awesome.
What I said because I'm like getting embarrassed because of how hard I went. But
and what was her reaction? Thumbs
not
up.
Not good. Yeah. And I got shit on. And you know what? I feel like my heart was in the right place, but my words were up my ass, so it's okay.
Ain't that the way it is?
Yeah. But she did block me.
Oh, still blocked?
Well, I did something a little bit else. She stopped responding to my messages, so then I commented on, like, she posted pictures from it, and I was like, oh, really? And I was like, how would you feel if that was a little kid trapped in that cage? Would you still be posting a picture? And then she was like, oh, okay.
Yes. Wow.
Okay.
That's cool. That's cool. Hey.
You guys, this is years ago. I wouldn't do that now. I wouldn't do it now.
All right, what's your relationship with her like now?
She's like a sister to me. No, we text like on holidays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy ending. Happy ending.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and end on this one, guys. What change improved your life so much you wish you'd done it sooner?
Mine's boring.
Go ahead. No.
Therapy.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
Lame. Yeah. Everyone just fell asleep.
No, that's perfect.
Yeah, therapy. I did it last year for the first time, and it helped immensely immediately. Mm-hmm. After years of people telling me I should.
Yeah. That's incredible. What kind of therapy, if you don't mind me asking? Was it like talk therapy, EMDR?
I honestly did not even know there were different types. just talk therapy.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Okay. Well,
lame.
No, honestly.
I'll think of a funny one. I'll ask you.
We're going
to
take
me.
It again no, four times.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, we ended wholesome. I mean, yeah. That's
no, nice. I'll be wholesome too because I was going to say something fucked, but I don't want to now. I discovered Al-Anon 2 years ago, and that changed my life.
Wow.
Yeah. So
Nice.
LOL. What's
Look that? At us.
Al-Anon is for people that were basically that are affected by the disease of alcoholism, but you're not an alcoholic. Mm. So like I was raised by addicts, and then I tend to date people that have like a little sparkle to them. Mm-hmm. And so.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Look at us.
Very wholesome. Getting All right, better. Thank you guys both so much for doing it. Let the people know where they can find you. Instagram, YouTube, specials.
Instagram.
Podcast.
Martin Urbana Jr. I'm trying to post more content. So I'm really excited about that.
And you're so fucking funny. And your set was seriously amazing I saw.
That was a good,
It was really good. He was on fire.
Usually I'm humble, but that was
I was
a fun
so
one.
Excited when I took the blindfold off. I was like, yeah. And that's good. Oh, wait, what? Go ahead.
Where can the people find you, Harps?
Oh, attention. No, okay. Instagram, Harper Rose D. That's that.
Podcast? You got?
Oh, yeah. Got multiple. I have a podcast called Tea Time with Gabby Lamb, and I love her.
She's funny, too. Yeah. She killed it at that show.
Yeah, she was so funny.
Right on. Thank you guys both so much. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week with two more blindfolded comedians, so be sure to subscribe to Longtime No See wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what you hear, please leave us a review. It really does help. You can find our live events listed at longtimenoseecomedy.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week from the Gold Diggers Recording Studios in Los Angeles and the Consequence Podcast Network.